So before I get into this, I just want to make everybody understand the Immaculate Conception. I'm quite aware of what it is. It's Mary's purity. A lot of people think that it's Jesus. No, it's Mary's purity that makes up for the Immaculate Conception. Now, because this woman was of the pure state, and probably God made sure that happened, I guess. I'm not sure how that all come out. But anyways, she was of pure state, and so she is selected to be the mother of God, Jesus. And again, the angel comes to her and announces this to her, and it starts a whole series of events that are going to happen after that point. But the one that I actually want to work on is basically how this ties in to the Trinity. And so consequently, it's like this. What I've done is I've picked out a couple spots, and I will try my best to find them in half decent time. There we go. Okay. The incarnation is in the flesh, referring to a deity or spirit appearing in earthly form, often in a human form, okay? The most famous is God becoming Jesus Christ, fully divine and fully human for our salvation. Okay, so now we go to John, and it starts to refer to some of these things that's happening, and you can see the Trinity actually coming out of this event. Now, the first one, it's under John 1:20, let's see, I think it's 32. And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven and remain on him." This is when he baptized Jesus. "I myself did not know him, but he who sent me," now he who sent me, God sent him, okay? "He who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." So when he baptizes Jesus, he sees the Holy Spirit remain on him. And that's an important little element there. And I'm just going to jump forward here. And it says here in John, and it is, again, is 16, let's see now, what are we at here? We are at 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that, and Jesus is talking, by the way, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, gave up his spirit. The spirit that was put in place with him at his baptism now leaves him. And so all three identities are talked about in these particular readings, all referring back to the birth of Jesus and the very thing that started with Mary. The Father is mentioned, Jesus is mentioned, and the Holy Spirit are all mentioned. The Trinity is actually laid right out for us, all referring back to that one event. And it all ties together. And it just bewilders me how some people can sit back and say, oh, there's only one God, or there's only the Father and the Son, and there isn't the Trinity, and people will go to some extent to try to prove this wrong. And all we have to do is start with Mary at her conception of Jesus Christ, and it will walk you right through the Trinity right to the end. The Trinity exists. The Trinity is there. We don't even have to study it. It's written out for us. Mary started it. And if Mary isn't an important element in the Trinity, then I don't know who else is, because she had a major part to play in it. I will leave it there for today, because I know Father Hostetler's got a heavy schedule right after this Mass. Please stand.